What's up, my curious cartographers? It's Chris with Tabletops and Tentacles, and this is Die Alone, a solo RPG and game podcast. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 1, and in this episode, we're just going to kind of talk about the state of the dungeon, why it took so long for Season 2 to finally get here, and what our plans are for the upcoming episodes. So first up in our crowdfunding rundown, I am not backing much right now, partially just because I'm broke and partially because I've kind of been too busy to dive into Kickstarter and find new cool stuff to back. But I am backing Siege Perilous, which is a new book from Gallant Knight Games and Alan Barr. And I've had a chance to look at the preview issue of this. Alan's a good friend, and we've been kind of chatting as he's worked on this. And this is a solo-themed, Arthurian, tarot-based adventure game. And it's really fascinating. It uses tarot in a really cool way. In Siege Perilous, you play a knight questing across England. You travel through the life of your knight, encountering things, completing quests. There are things that advance you. There are things that advance the kingdom. You can get older. You can lose things. You can fall in love. There's just the amount of ground this covers is amazing. It's based off of Firelights, but it's pretty heavily modified to the point that I wouldn't have guessed that had it not said it on there. You use tarot cards to define your quests, and dice and different minor arcana cards to resolve the quests as you travel through and do them. And it is surprisingly deep for something that's less than 100 pages. I love this book. Tom Brown did all of the art for the tarot cards, and they look fantastic. It's this like gorgeous, rich blend of pencils and shading and color that gives it this sort of like aged parchment look that is genuinely unique, and I think in particular it's going to look really fantastic in the tarot cards that you can also get as part of the Kickstarter. It's live for another 10 days. The tarot cards are $20, the book's $30, or you can get both of them for $50, and there's also a digital pledge in there somewhere as well if you just want the PDF and use your own tarot cards or whatever. I think it looks absolutely awesome. Alan's very into the Arthurian stuff, Pendragon, and that style of game. I mean, his company is Gallant Knight Games, and this project in particular, it's a perfect fit for his company, for his design sensibilities, and for a solo game. And so I'm stoked about this. It's doing really well and still has about a week to go. So go check it out. Links are below, or you can just look up Siege Perilous on Kickstarter. And that is the only thing I have active right now. And I'm not even running a project right now because I'm in the middle of fulfilling Attack from Space. Toonpunk is in manufacturing, and I'm finishing up the layouts on Gruus vom Krampus. So I'm in the middle of a lot of stuff, but I don't have anything active right now. However, 3Dice6, which is probably the project I'm most proud of, is coming back in a second edition. I'm putting out a deluxified second edition with some tighter rules, some additional creatures, a couple of new classes that you can play, as well as a guidebook that will be designed to be system agnostic, and you can use it to roleplay in the Shimmer regardless of what system you like to use. You can play against the giant insects in it, or you can just use the massive fungi dictionary to create or randomly roll up a mushroom if somebody picks one in the forest. And I'm really excited about it. I am passionate about the world I created with 3Dice6, and it's hard to believe it's been so long since it actually came out. It's been a couple years now, and I would really like a chance to do it properly. When I launched it, originally it was designed for a Zine Quest project. It was the first Zine Quest I'd done, and it turned into like a 130-page book with 140 pages of adventures separate from that. And it was all POD. It's never had a proper print run. So this is my chance to do a really gorgeous offset print run. I'm going to remaster all of the Delve Your Own Dungeon zines into separate solo adventures that also work for traditional role-playing. And I'm really stoked about it. The preview page is up on Kickstarter now if you want to follow along and be notified when that goes live. I think I'm planning for early summer on it. It's one of those things where, yes, I have a lot of it written because it is a second edition. I want to completely redo all of the graphic design and layout for it because when I was doing it, I was manually inserting everything via Photoshop. So now that I've gotten a lot more design work under my belt and I'm much more comfortable with InDesign, I want to do something that's a little more functional from a PDF standpoint as well. So anyway, that's 3D6. So 3D6, the second edition, and the Shimmer Guidebook will be live this summer, but you can follow along with the links below or by looking up 3D6 on Kickstarter. My buddies over at Squid Ink Games are also prepping a GameFound campaign with my crazy Smorkborg characters that we've been playing around with. We've run a few sessions of it now, and it's just been an absolute blast. It's basically the Smurfs on the Morkborg engine, and it's irreverent and silly and a lot of fun. They're little yellow goblins with black mushroom hats, and you know, they're not the Smurfs at all, but if you've ever wanted to play some stereotypical little gremlin dudes fighting giant kaiju-sized humans, this is the game for you, and it'll be coming to GameFound sometime in the next few weeks. So welcome to Season 2 of Die Alone. I apologize profusely for how long this has taken to actually come out. I believe by the time this launches, it'll be almost exactly a year since the last episode of Die Alone came out. And overall, it was for good and bad reasons. Initially, I'd had 6 or 7 episodes recorded. I'd spent some real time doing in-depth reviews of games. Did really good episodes. I was super proud of them. I did a couple of actual playthroughs as well so that you could sort of listen to me as I was doing a few of the solo role-playing games. And then I had a corrupted hard drive and lost all of it. And I sort of just hit this, like, wall where I was like, do I want to record them? Do I want to revisit them and record it? I didn't want to just, like, fake it out and try and remember what I said because a lot of these had been weeks since I'd recorded them and edited them. I had told myself, oh, this will be smart. I will save them and have them archived and then I can put them out on a consistent schedule, and instead, I lost all of them. So, I did sort of build that back up, and at the same time, we've moved into a new house that is a lot of work. It's an old roadhouse in Pennsylvania, and so it has like an old coal miner's hotel on the top floor, and it's a bar on the bottom floor, and we're turning it into our home, and it's something that we have to literally tear entire walls out and completely redo all of the electricity in a huge portion of the house. The only functioning shower right now is behind the bar on the main floor because the previous owners had gotten too old to go upstairs and use the bathrooms upstairs, and they've either just fallen into disrepair or haven't worked in so long that the drains don't work properly. So that's been a lot. We've also bred our puppies and had had a batch of puppies that was a very rewarding experience, but also very difficult. Aspen had a really hard labor and her litter went from 8 to 3. But the 3 that survived are amazing puppies, and we love them very much. One of them went off to Allen in North Dakota, and the other 2 stayed here at Cryptid Hollow. So between that and a lot of projects I've been working on, I just sort of let Die Alone fall to the wayside, and I apologize for that, and I want to remedy that, because I really do love... I love solo games, I love connecting with the solo gaming community, and I love an excuse for me to sit down and pull out a game and play it, and when I'm recording episodes, it gives me that excuse. I am going to change up the format just a little bit for this season. Previously, I really only recorded an episode after I had played enough of a game to really be able to give it a thorough review and discussion and overview of the game itself. I'm still going to be doing that. That's obviously still my focus with these episodes. But there are a lot of games that if I were to go fully in depth with them and play as much of it as I would like to, the episode would never get finished and I wouldn't have time to play any other games. So there are some of these games that I'm either going to give like initial impressions on and then maybe come back and revisit later once I've had a chance to play it more, or add like a early review of sort of the nascent aspect of learning the game and what I think about it and what I think about it from a first impressions standpoint. I think that'll let me sort of cover a little bit of wider ground. It can give you guys a better overview of how I play some of these games in terms of really deep diving versus surface play. And I think it'll just kind of help speed things up. It'll open up some options for me to play a few games that I really want to talk about and boost, but I haven't had a chance to play enough of that I felt like I could give it a proper episode focus. So I think that'll be really fun. We have some really cool stuff coming up here. I've started diving into the world of solo role-playing with the Mothership system. I've gotten a handful of board games that I'm really excited about getting to the table. And there's a couple of these games that I've had a chance to play solo and with other people, and I think that actually is a really cool way of playing a game because it gives you a totally different aspect and perspective on things. I think a lot of people that don't understand solo games and solo role-playing don't understand that it is such a different experience. It's not the same as playing with people. It's not even the same as playing online with people. It has a different vibe even when you are playing something that can be played with multiple players. And I love every aspect of it. I think that role-playing games and board games are so creatively inspiring and interesting. And I think that being willing to sit down by yourself and play a game is a very cool thing that exists now. It's funny, I'm on a lot of like role-playing game groups and then solo role-playing game groups, and the role-playing game groups do not understand why you'd play a solo game. Why don't you just play a video game? And I don't think they understand how different the experience is, and not just the tactile aspect of it, although that is something that I'm a total nerd for, but just it's almost more like you're reading an interactive adventure than you are playing a game. Even when it's a board game to a certain extent, having the ability to throw that story that you're creating out into the ether and make something more of it is, I don't know, I'm waxing rhapsodical here and I don't know why, but I think part of it's just that it's been a long time since I've talked into a microphone to people that are interested in listening to me. So this is season 2 of Die Alone. This is a little bit of a off-kilter episode, but I will be back shortly with new episodes and new reviews, discussions, and experiences here in the dungeon at Die Alone. Thank you so much for listening. As always, my patrons over on Patreon make this possible. They don't get much in return outside of me actually getting things done occasionally, but I can't tell you how much I appreciate you all. I don't really do exclusives or posts on Patreon. They just sort of are there supporting what I'm working on, and I hope they don't feel neglected because I really do appreciate them. I appreciate everybody that backs all of the different projects I work on and supports indie creators in general, not just me, but just a simple repost and share and comment on creators who are out there doing their thing makes a bigger difference than you could ever imagine, especially these days with artificial intelligence and everything else starting to filter in that's changing the landscape of this world that I'm very heavily invested in. It's amazing to have people that support us and are excited about us doing things. I've had a lot of people reach out to me about this podcast and wondering when I was going to come back, and that's really gratifying. It's exciting to know that I'm not just talking into the void. I'm not just alone in a room playing a game. There are other people involved, or at least actively listening to this podcast, and I appreciate all of that so much. Thank you for listening. I'm going to go off and be maudlin for a while, but in the meantime, I will be back. And remember, we all die alone.